Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. He is the only
wake
way.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Everybody.
Wake up late.
Wake up.
It's late. Time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Chorus blazing, now you know.
We're the hottest show in this place.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
I said 1, 2, 3. Everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida, it's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Starring Dougie Almeida. Now, let's start the show.
Welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm Dougie Almeida, and it's Wednesday. I'm here with Peter Leonard.
Good morning, everybody.
Yeah, it's not morning anymore.
Why
remember?
Not?
Because it's not, we're done, it's not the wake up, you know.
We have to pretend it's morning anymore?
Yeah. I mean, we post the show. This is just basically,
well, where's
know,
my cocktail? And it's fucking 5
yeah,
o'clock.
Always
it's
complaining. It doesn't take you more than 30 seconds.
Well, it was coffee before, and now I want a cocktail.
Yeah. Mm. That's why, again, we're thinking about changing the name of the show to Happier Hour with Dougie and Friends.
See, I like that, the Happier Hour thing. Because it is a it's happy hour, and we make it happier. So
right.
It is the Happier Hour.
Some, yeah. Anyway.
You can't say happiest, because then, you know, you're not allowed to say the est of anything. Like, the best. Like, Papa John's got sued.
Best
ingredients,
ingredients.
Best, right. Right. They had to say better ingredients, better pizza.
Yeah.
Because they got, you know, you can't, that was Zimmerman Advertising. They
better ingredients if your only other choice is at a Circle K somewhere in Idaho.
Right. Or your famous pizza that you love. You're throwing a party pizza from you know.
Costco. By the way,
I'd rather have Costco pizza than Papa John's, though.
By the way, Costco,
yeah.
Who is no longer taking American Express cards.
What?
Yeah, American Express stock suffered when Costco announced that. You know, they said, hey, it's certain, they stopped using. And that's all. That's a card we use. This, mm-hmm. The American Express card is basically something I've been a member since 88.
I know you don't leave home without it.
No. You know what I mean? And mm-hmm. I, you know, it's like, to me, it's the most manageable way of using credit in a sense, because you got to pay it off in 30 days.
Right, you can't go out of control.
Yeah, you can't, like, you know, you got to be able to spend within your means.
Right. Now, what was their reason for that, by the way? too much. It's,
yeah, the big
high interest.
The big complaint's always the fee.
Yeah, the fee is ridiculous.
Amex charges the service establishment, otherwise known as the SE.
Service exchange.
Sometimes,
right?
No, what is service it? Establishment.
Establishment.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we're gonna go visit an SE office. We're gonna go see a couple SEs. Uh-huh. It's like lingo if you're in the business.
Right. So, how much do you think they? What did the stock plunge? Did the stock literally plunge?
Yeah, it was in the upper 80s, and now it's trading in the mid to upper 60s.
And you think that's all because of American Express?
It's a certain amount of revenue that people aren't going to be, you know, bringing in. If you say you're not going to, you know, you look at where Costco fell on the revenue scale for American Express as users,
right?
You know, and you know, my wife, you know, I know it happened, but since mm-hmm. my wife does all the shopping, you know, she's like, you know, I got to when I got Costco, I got to have cash.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
You don't have any other credit card but American Express?
We got a Visa debit card, but I don't have like a revolving credit.
So why don't you just use a debit card then? It's the same money. You're going to pay it at the end of the month. You pay it out of your debit card.
Yeah, but it's
got to
be in the account. Yeah, you got to have it.
So you transfer some fucking, you're going shopping. You know, you put $500
in
savings.
Listen, what are you, my Warren Buffett?
No, but
you don't think I know what I'm doing already? I don't know what I'm doing.
$50 in your fucking checking account?
Listen, we keep about $5,000 in your checking account.
So you can't use a debit card?
Yeah, well, listen, I'm sure my wife's doing it. Do you understand what I'm saying?
But you're not going to stop. But my point is, you're not stopping shopping at Costco
because
they stopped
because
going.
Yeah.
Right. So you've got to figure that some of these other schminks, and American Express, you got to have good credit to get an American Express card.
Right. It used to be a privileged membership.
Right now, it's like, it's like a buy here, pay here almost, because you've got to, they've got to, if you don't pay your bill at the end of 90 days with these people, 3 times you're late, they're going to cut you off.
Yeah, American Express, if you could be 60 days late at American Express,
mm-hmm.
and they won't file any type of like negative entry into your credit.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes revolving credit, like a Visa card.
Yeah.
You know, things that you have an established revolving credit limit and all that.
Mm-hmm.
If you pay late, if you're 35, 60, 40 days into a payment, that can hit a credit score.
Yeah.
But American Express doesn't do that until you go past 60.
Let me ask you a question, because let's pretend that there are...
So there's a lot of people right now thinking, yeah, if I got a $1,000 bill on my Amex and it's due in, you know, August 30th, you know, you can really pay it by October.
Let me ask you a question. Let's say you get a Visa card from one bank, a Visa card from another bank, and then a Visa card from some institution, okay?
Right.
Now, you can fuck up one Visa card and blow off your debt there, not pay it, and still use another Visa card from another institution, which to me doesn't make sense. If you owe Visa, you owe Visa, right?
Right.
Aren't they all tied in? How does that not work like
through,
that?
Well, they're through different banks. Like some banks make arrangements with Visa where they're going to offer a card through their bank.
Mm-hmm.
The bank fronts the money. Visa says, okay, you can use our technology around the world.
And our money.
You're part of this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, and then everything goes through your bank.
Hmm.
You know, it's like the Citibank Visa or the, right. You know, the NBA Visa. Everybody has their own Visa.
Correct, right. So, but you can owe Citibank 5 G's on a credit card.
And then get a pre-approved and give me 25 grand more.
It's from some of the other Visa.
I wonder if anybody actually tried that. I had a lot of people back then that used to say they would do that. They'd farm all these credit cards,
yeah,
spend them to the tilt, and then claim bankruptcy.
Right.
And walk away with like $50,000 in merchandise.
Well, you could also get cash right. advances like that and do yeah. the same thing.
Right, yeah, you look a little, you look guilty.
No, I'm not guilty at all. Because,
yeah.
But it's the biggest scam in the world. I mean, these people, there are people who run around like that and they all whack. There's a while
there with interest rates, especially when they were low, originally, not even where they're at now, they're really low.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of people that get 0% interest for a year and a half, so they would move, you know, they're 8.5, which, you know, I tell people, they come to my office, like, what do you think? I'm like, hell, why not? As long as
I do it,
let me look
do
at
the
make
time.
Sure you read the transaction stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of these things you pay, some of these companies, you got this like incredible interest rate. But if you're late 31, if you're in the 30 plus one day mark of a
right.
late payment,
it goes to 20.
You get hit with a default rate.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, it's like 28%.
Well, 26 is the cutoff, I think, because that becomes
the usurious laws.
It becomes
rape,
the mafia side of things.
Yeah,
you know, it's like you know, Bank of Bensonhurst.
But then you know you have these other things like Montel Williams talks about that. Hey, money guard, you need money up to $1,000. You know how much those things are?
Yeah,
those things are well above that. Those things are like 50 to 70% interest.
I don't think they can charge.
They
that.
Can on these types of shit, especially if they're, you know, part of a tribe.
Uh huh.
Yeah, that's when the government says, okay, you can fuck a few white people.
Right.
You know, people trying to get money. Yeah, man, I got $1,000, but I owe them $4,000.
Yeah, and that keeps compounding, too.
Yeah.
I mean, that'll become $16,000, and that's when they send out, you know, veto.
Right. So, you know, so that was a little thing where I says, oh, I can't use the Amex, which kind of blows because that was a nice level because we get points.
Right.
I use everything. I stopped using my Amoco. I used to have a BP Amoco card since I was in college. Uh-huh. I stopped it because there's no more Amoco stations. Amoco, like BP,
right.
BP Petroleum is like, you know, you don't see them anymore.
Yeah. Now, you do get your gas over there at Costco, don't you?
No. My wife does. Listen, I'm not going to drive, you know, 30 miles or whatever it is to a Costco to get gas.
30 miles, you're 8 miles.
I know. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, I'm going to get gas. So how much am I going to save? I'm going to go.
I know. I feel the same way.
I'm free. Like, I use my Amex card for my gas, which is double points.
Right.
And anytime you use it for groceries, 4 times points.
Really?
All this bull. Yeah. So
for necessities.
Yeah. Like anything you're going to consume anyway. Anything you're going to, you know, your discretionaries.
Right.
You know, you're going to take all that in. So, you know, so why not? So that was nice that, you know, you spend a few $100 a month at Costco getting bulk items.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that all of a sudden, you know, you got.
Buy those pizzas by the bulk?
Yeah. No. Well, at one time, never again. And, you know, but you saw the fridge. She gets like all these.
You can't get a pencil in there. It's so bad.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's unbelievable.
You know. So, but those points aren't adding up, which, by the way, speaking of travel, going to be in Chattanooga, Tennessee on Thursday night. So if you're in that part of the woods, come out to the Comedy Catch. I think I'm with a guy named Paul Hooper.
The Comedy Catch.
Yeah. Thursday, 7:30. Friday and Saturday, 7:30, 9:30, something like that.
Right.
Just go to the website, you know, Comedy Catch. If you can't find a website this day and age,
then you're crazy.
Yeah, then you know, your days are numbered. All right?
Yeah, man.
Hey, speaking of our days numbered, you know, I'm going to be traveling. I'm coming back on Sunday. And you know, someone says, "Oh, you know, there's a hurricane coming."
Yeah, what is that?
I'm like, you know, geez, it's been so quiet, you know. Everything's so cool down here in South Florida. What the what's a hurricane? Oh, I forgot we're in Florida. You know what I mean?
We're in trouble, man. This could, this, they said this could be a bad year because we haven't really had one in a long time. It's the 10th anniversary, I think, of...
11th.
Is it the 11th?
Yeah.
Wow, we're fucked.
Yeah,
see,
that's
a bad always number. The 11th year. It is.
Right.
No, I don't know what the...
Listen, you don't see me getting worried, do you?
I really don't know if you're worried.
Yeah, no, I'm not. By you know, by you're saying, oh, we're in trouble. You know, I'm just wondering. You know, the thing is that now you got to, if anything, I'm
just trying to create
as
panic.
A Florida resident, you know, like we, the first thing we have to determine is, so I got to put the shutters up. Like the, you know, the whole back of the house has the accordion shutters, so we can shut those all down. But you know, all the windows around the front, you know, all this shit and everything, take about a half hour.
Half hour.
Yeah.
For who? For a Mexican to do it? Because you're not doing
yeah,
it.
Team of 10 of them?
Yeah, you're not doing
thanks,
it.
Thanks, Jose.
Yeah, exactly.
No, they're easy. They're aluminum. They're not the, the steel ones, or they're lighter. You just put them
yeah,
on up.
Sure.
Yeah, you put them on up, butterfly, you know, the little butterfly screws.
Well, around here, I know who's going to do all that.
Right.
Your wife.
Well, listen, she, of course, she's not going to sit there and watch me do it.
This is a girl who pulls trees up barehanded. And she's
yeah.
Gonna...
This is my handywoman.
Oh, she's the best, man. Yeah. I got a great haircut Saturday while you were away.
Yeah.
And then we had a nice dinner and...
Yeah, you wish.
Sleepover day.
That
was, no, she has just so, a great haircut.
So listen, the hurricane's coming. Awesome, and so now I got to worry about it. I guess it's supposed to be in town in Florida on Monday.
You're kidding.
Right? If it's going to hit, oh, like I talked to a guy today, it's going to be in the Bahamas. He said, I'm supposed to be in the Bahamas. You know, and it, and he said, it does, he says, this looks like it may, it's still not even, it doesn't even have a name.
When is Labor Day?
Like the 5th of, wasn't it? The 6th or 5th of Labor Day?
That's perfect. Then we'll get a nice... A four-day weekend with this hurricane. If there's anything left, we'll have a four-day week. And then the following week, there's a four-day week with Monday off. Beautiful.
What's the, yeah?
Yeah, sure.
Well, you know, I'm just, I don't want to be flying in. I guess if I fly in early Sunday, I'll be all right.
No, you're just forgetting.
Right? But, yes. Then you got to work. So I guess it gives me enough time. Mm. I mean, we got enough water. If you walk through the garage, we got pallets of water to suffer the...
I'm going to take
a case to basically survive the apocalypse.
I saw that. What was they having a sale
like,
there?
That's the Costco thing.
Mm-hmm.
Bucket pallets of water, which fine yeah. with me.
Well, they deliver those things, don't they?
Well.
It looks like they should.
I'm just going to like take a big... like I'm going to take like a Capri Sun straw and just poke it into the side of them and start drinking them that way. Yeah.
They should have... You ever see those things those college kids use for a six pack, and it looks like you're those thing for your when you're putting oil in your car and you poke it into the top of
a
the oil
funnel?
Can. Yeah, but you poke it through. They had this for beer cans.
Oh yeah,
thing for six pack, and they it was so funny. And you
oh,
could,
the spout for the oil can. You just yeah. actually had a spout you would mount into it. And
right,
just
you
pour
shut,
it and
exactly.
pop a hole on the other side and open, put it in.
Right, you seen that?
Yeah. Well, they, I used to, had, my dad the, used to have a shop. He used to fix
oh,
cars.
Yeah. So they had that for beer cans. For like six packs.
Not bad.
And it all fed into one thing. This is back in the fucking 70s, man. These morons from upstate New York, I'd watch them. They'd pop. I'll watch this. I'm going to drink this whole six pack right now. And they'd chug a fucking six pack like morons, you know. And
right.
they'd have a friend of theirs pop each pop top with their finger while it's, they're holding it upside down. And they would go around.
Yeah.
Pop the six things and all the beer comes flying down their throat. Those idiots.
And then they turn into a sprinkler, pissing
fucking
yourself.
Rednecks.
You ever funnel? I was never a funnel guy. Like, people said, do the funnel. I'm like, I'm not going to do the funnel.
No.
You know what I mean? I'm not going to sit there and let this thing just gouge beer down my gut. You know? I mean, come on. Funnel. It's got, you know, yeah, I'm going to do a funnel. Yeah, I might as well just put your balls on my chin. I'm going to do a funnel.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, give me the funnel. Everybody's had their fucking mouth around it. Yeah, stick it down my throat now.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
As will be a Roman bathhouse.
Yeah.
So, look, I'm just hoping we got plenty of essentials. You know, listen, if you have anything as a Florida resident, here's my top. The water, right?
Yeah.
You got some canned goods or a lot of, like, protein bars and shit.
Mm-hmm.
I said the water.
Yeah.
And then, of course, batteries and mm-hmm. light and flashlights and candles. Propane for your to cook the whatever food you have left in the fridge while
right.
you got to cook away before the they go bad.
Yeah.
And besides that, what else? The gun loaded,
lighters,
in case,
matches,
you know, gets crazy. And of course, you know, you light the AR-15 up and mm-hmm. set it up and in case anybody comes over to try to get your weenies in a blanket.
Yeah.
You know, come and eat your fucking, you know, hey, I smell egg rolls.
Yeah. We had a big the last one, I was living in Parkland, and I had so, you know, I had two refrigerators at the time. One of my, you know, one like a freezer in my
right,
garage.
When you keep keep
filled
stuff
with
in.
Everything. I mean, fuck, if I tell you that we took all the neighbors and stuff, we pooled shit for like, I didn't leave town for about four nights. I finally was able to get out and go to Orlando and stay up there for 3 weeks. We didn't have electric. How long did the electric stay out here for?
Like over a week.
Yeah, we had 3 weeks in my block. Three weeks.
It was like seven to ten days.
Yeah,
and we were fortunate when this was Wilma.
Yeah.
When Wilma blew through here and went right over us. The eye went over us because I remember the eye. I went out in it.
Yeah.
And right, we that's when we lost our roof, the whole patio enclosure, everything gone. I remember that second part of that storm. You can hear the roof. I was waiting for the roof to open up.
Yeah, it was terrible, man.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I mean, that was the scariest thing about it as a hurricane because I've been through a few and you hear things blowing and tile, but this, you heard the top of the roof, like everything was just like blowing over it and the tiles flying. And
you have a ton of foliage out here. I had my old house was on that 55-acre park in Parkland. Half that park was in my 15-by-30 pool. We were pulling shit out of my pool for 3 days, my son and I.
The pool's full of shit.
Enormous garbage bags filled with shit. Just
you got to go to the pool place. You ever see that piece of equipment for your pool?
No.
It looks like a basketball hoop almost, like a plastic thing that you put this big long net around.
Right.
Like a long net that you tie around it and it streams out of it. And you take the garden hose and you plug it into it. So and you turn the garden hose on and what it does is sucks up leaves.
Get out.
Yeah. Because dude, forget it. I can sit there with a net and try to get all those leaves out.
I'm telling you, I had my stupid kid in there.
Yeah, are you kidding me? It took me a few hours. Like you basically run that, clear it, run it, clear it, run it, clear it. An hour and a half later, the pool's got all that shit out. That's now amazing. You're just dealing with the water. That's all, the water's just all compromised for all that shit being in it.
Yeah.
You know, now you got to shock it. You got to I had the patio enclosure.
What did you do, get undressed in front of it?
Yeah, I bent over and opened my ass cheeks. I'm shocking it, water. I'm shocking my pool. Neighbor's like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "I'm shocking my water. I'm shocking my pool."
Write that down.
Yeah. At any rate, so this whole, we'll see. But this guy said, it doesn't seem like this is going to be like a big, it doesn't even have a name right now. It's like L45 disc, it's got some sort of code number.
Yeah. A code.
The one that looks really bad looks like it's going to swing up north to Bermuda and fuck those people up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
baby.
Anyway, why don't we go right to some top stories?
Why? I want to talk more about something. You know what? I do want to talk about something that's bothering me.
Is this legitimate or are you just,
Totally.
All right.
I started a new job.
Right. You are.
And, working for another radio company now, And these guys are really nice guys. You ever go into a situation, dude, where you're someplace, you're kind of comfortable, but you know you got to get out of somewhere. You're not happy. You're looking for a job. And you get offered something and you go into a situation where you're like, I like these guys. They're a little bit of an underdog and I like that situation. But then you get there and you realize the reason they're the underdog is because they've fucking got no organization whatsoever.
Yeah.
Have you been there where there's not maybe there's not a sales assistant for you and you're doing your own proposals, your own shit, or maybe there's never a boss around to sign up for something, or maybe you're looking for, maybe there's guys strolling in at 10:30 or 11 and you're there at 8:30.
Yeah, it's like when I took a job being a broker at Bank Atlantic offices, the guy sold me a bag of goods, like, yeah, it's a good firm, blah, 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 you'll get great offices. And there were all the offices I had, like the bank, actually the modernization in comparison, it was a shithole. These are old banks. And all the people that were in them were just like broke ass people,
Broke,
yeah, like how broke, like being a financial planner in some of these neighborhoods,
First of all, you got to make sure that each month. Now, how do you do something where somebody's going to say, "Okay, this is what I'm going to do"? Do you yank a direct deposit out of their account every month to go into a fund, or do they write?
People
can
do that. In any brokerage account, you can link like a bank account to it,
right?
And put something on demand. Yeah, yeah. If I see I want to buy something, I pull a certain amount of money from my bank account.
Mm-hmm.
you know.
But otherwise, you're, you know, unless you, I don't know what they do, these people.
It's, what are you talking about?
I don't know, man.
So you, yeah, so yeah, so you, so now that you have a new job, you're a little like, it's not, so are you ready to move again? You're going to change
No,
your...
no, no, I got to give them a year because they're paying me a lot of money.
Right.
I have a 1 year contract, and I'm actually making some sales, I'm doing some stuff, but
right.
I'm just seeing the execution, and so it's just, some of the equipment is just a little vichet.
Oddly enough, yeah.
And you go, and you know, and the funny thing is they have like a guy who's, most radio stations, you have a promotions director, production director,
right.
You're on air talent, you've got a continuity person who schedules the commercials, you've got the traffic girl, you know, who, you know, puts the spots in,
right.
And you've got an accounting person. They have like two people doing all those
everything.
Like, it's like, one guy actually was vacuuming the CFO was vacuuming the station van the other day.
Yeah.
Which I couldn't quite
parking
believe.
Cars.
No, but it's funny. I just started doing my show last week on a Wednesday.
Yeah, and it didn't go that smoothly.
Like, you know, like 2 minutes to four. Well, that was the, actually, that was the client's fault. They fucking screwed up their phone line. So I had to do it from the studio. But I said, who's going to be the board operator on the other side of the, you know, I'm in a studio with the, one of the owners of the restaurant. We're sitting there waiting, you know, 1 minute to four. Nobody, I had to grab the afternoon guy off the FM station,
right.
One of the FMs, to have him start my show to say, hey, just pot up the board. I can't do it from the different, you know, there's
right.
There's the glass in between the studios.
Right.
You've got a, you know, you've got the studio and then you've got the...
I'm not Stretch Armstrong.
Holy shit. So, yeah, right. So, in
the
meantime, he had to come
four.
In. And so, this new guy is like, you know, 10 minutes late. And I, you know, I embarrassed him on the air. I said, oh, you're the board op, you're the new guy, huh? You like walking in 10 minutes late?
Yeah.
On your first date?
Yeah.
Good, because it could be your last day. You know, that kind of show is busting his balls. But, you know, Jesus Christ. I
right.
Mean,
now, this isn't, the
no
show.
Structure.
This isn't the show that I could be on.
No, this is the Peter's BS Hour, which is Beer and Spirits, brought to you by Dorian's Red Hand in Clematis Street.
All right. So I'm going to a location out somewhere else.
You're going to be at my Sunday shows are going to be for brunch at Cabo Flats, and they have three locations. Well, you'll come up to Delray Marketplace. It's only like 20
right.
minutes from here. You'll hop on the turnpike, get off Atlantic, and it's right there.
Well, there you go.
Atlantic and Lyons. And then they have a location in Jupiter, and they have a location in City Place.
Yeah, nice.
So, yeah, so in the meantime, so the things are okay there. It's just I wish it would just be a little smoother sailing, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Hey, by the way, it's Wednesday, so don't forget tonight's Wise Guys Comedy Show. At Tavolino's, Peter Leonard, your host.
Oh, my God, I forgot about that.
And, of course, your feature is Gid Poole, very funny comic, who actually performed in the Edinburgh Comedy Festival.
In a kilt, by the way.
Yeah.
Did he tell you that?
I didn't get that part of the story.
No?
But very funny gentleman. And, of course, our headliner, Claude Stewart from L.A. He's been on the Tonight Show. Very funny guy. Very, very high energy act. You're going to love him. And it's only $10 for the whole show. And you're going to eat some of the greatest Italian food you've ever eaten. and you'll say thank you to me after you've been to the Wise Guys Comedy Show at Tavolino della Notte in Coral Springs, Florida. Showtime 8:15. Call 954-80. I'm sorry. Oh, I'm going to have a brain fart. 954-509-0046.
Beautiful.
To reserve your seat.
I'm excited. And I have, by the way, I have four people coming for dinner. Jeff Dobbins and my eye doctor, Dr. Judy Schaefer, will be there with two friends of theirs.
Nice.
And some other friends of mine made reservations. So
now, you know, I have to get some good photos. You know,
how do we do that?
I mean,
I can't take pictures of myself on stage.
Well, I don't need just photos of you. I really need photos of everybody. But, you know, whoever takes photos, I ask somebody to take a photo and you get these photos back and it looks like they had, you know, there's a thumbprint on the fucking lens. You know, I mean, it's like, how would you take this photo and go, that's a good photo?
Well,
you can't even make out if it's a man or woman on stage.
Well, that must have been
you know,
Ballon. What's her name? Michelle Ballon?
Yeah.
It might have been Bear Webb.
No, that's just stupid. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just want, you know, like, even when I was at Coconuts last week, you know, I guess there was a comic that, you know, our host did a great job, but he took a photo. Thank God he did because no one else did of when I was on stage and it was a little blurry. You know what I mean? And meanwhile, I'm taking photos of the opening, you know, the show starting and just posting it. Great. You know, I take my time. I focus with my iPhone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I take a nice image and I say, tonight stage, you know, hashtag tonight stage. And, you know, and it looks beautiful. I mean, some people use it as their fucking profile photos or their cover photos on Facebook.
Right.
Meanwhile, I couldn't use mine, you know, to identify, you know, as an FBI photo.
Right, exactly.
Like, if who the fuck is that?
If you're on trial, he couldn't identify
yeah,
you.
Yeah, right. Exactly. I'm sorry, the photo is too blurry. It's not good enough. We can't convict.
Right.
you know what I'm saying? It's like, yeah. It's too blurry.
Right.
You know, when you take a photo, and you know what I mean?
But listen,
It's like a duty of hosting the Wise Guy show. You got to be able to capable take a photo. Now,
in all fairness, you're standing. What are you going to do? Stand in front of people who are watching the show and stand
no,
and take
I,
a picture?
I don't need this. What am I?
Because I stood behind the column, put my head out.
You don't have to stand behind the column. You could stand behind all the people where they're sitting and you just hold the phone up. I know it's hard for you to hold it up anywhere from your height, but you can.
You got to hold it up in the air.
You got to hold it way up there and then tap the screen a little bit, make sure it's focused, and then take the fucking photo. And then, you know, I can always cut it and edit it later and, you know, crop it and all kinds of things.
Can you make me look taller on stage?
Yeah, listen, it's a camera, not a wand. So I am, that's Tavolino's.
My friend Tanya used to say, and your wife should use this, I'm a beautician, not a magician.
Yeah, I'm sure
she used that?
I've heard it, but, you know.
Imitate her saying that.
Hey, I'm a beautician, not a magician.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Dude, she's so nice. She had a great time Saturday laughing, cutting hair. By the way, I was so furious at this woman who shampooed my head. Some third worlder shoves my head on the thing. Ice cold water. I said, where am I, Guantanamo? I swear to God, it was freezing fucking cold.
I'll tell you what you want to know.
Right. I'm like, holy shit, man.
Please stop.
And I'm like, I said, hey. And she goes, what's wrong?
Yeah.
I said, it's ice cold. Do you have feelings?
Spanish woman?
Yeah. I said, do you have feelings in your hands? It's ice cold. Do you feel that? So she says, is this better? And I swear to God, she made it colder.
Yeah.
I swear to God, she dumped ice on my head.
She touched the teat.
Dude, I don't know.
Touched my teat. It's cold as a witch's teat.
I couldn't. And then, so she got upset with me because I was.
Yeah, well, you know, it depends on how you.
Freezing my
balls. Did you go, what the fuck? Are you retarded?
No, I didn't know.
You were nice about it. Oh, excuse me, that's a little cold. My dick shriveled
up.
Hey.
So pour some vodka.
Shrinkage.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's one of the most enjoyable parts about getting your hair done.
Right.
Yeah. They massage your hair.
I swear to God,
their hands through your head.
Thank God I had a smock on last time because this girl had me in ecstasy. Now your wife, and I said to her when I sat down, I said, Cam, did you see what was going on over there? She goes, she's not nice.
Oh,
and so she even admitted that that people complain about her.
Yeah.
Well, fire her.
Yeah, well, I'll see what I can do.
Okay, please.
Yeah, I'll get right on it.
My shampoo back.
Hey, by the way, is our last plug. Tonight's Wednesday night, since Peter's going to be hosting.
What?
I'll be headlining the show at Stinger's Pizza in Pompano.
Stinger's Pizza.
Stinger's Pizza and Restaurant.
Next week, IHOP.
Pizza Bar. Stinger's Pizza Bar and Restaurant. It's on Atlantic Boulevard over there by the ocean. Leonard's on it. Perry Sack is going to be on the show. And, of course, Lenny Travis will also be there. And that's that.
Their careers are down the tubes, too,
huh? At Stinger's. I met this guy actually.
You've got to try the sausage there.
Yeah. This guy actually approached me when we were doing shows at Starlight.
Was he paying you in pieces?
But he, he said, slices. But he asked me, I'd like to do a show, and he was telling me, but you know what, I'm like, you know, if I'm going to do a show, it's got to be a nice venue. I'm not going to be doing something that's like, you know what I mean? So I really wasn't into it, so that looks like our boy Tim Kirby runs the show. So that's going to be in Pompano at 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be getting there around 9:30, 10. So anyway, this is the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I'm here with Peter Leonard.
Good afternoon.
And that's right, and we'll be back with some top stories and straight from the headlines right after this.
Hey, this is Pete Lee, and you're listening to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show, because it's late, and I just woke up.
And we're back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
Even say, I know the moment is right to tell the girl a comical line.
Yeah, welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. And the world's greatest harmonica player, Toots.
Toots Thielemans.
Toots Thielemans died. How old was he?
94, I believe.
Was he still playing a harmonica?
He sure was. He actually, they had a big, I think it was the NARAS or the Academy did something for him on his 90th birthday. They had a huge concert for this guy. He played. He was playing up until, he stopped playing.
Right.
He swallowed his harmonica, actually.
Yeah.
He ended up shitting it out. Yeah, it was terrible.
Boy, that must have been a funny noise.
Yeah.
What would a harmonica sound like if it, you know, you had to, like, pass it?
I don't know. I'm sure it gets clogged.
It'd be funny, though, if you get stuck and you start farting.
Yeah. You know what? And the funny thing is people say, oh, harmonica, what are you kidding me? Listen, this guy won Grammy Awards. He was a jazz, not only a great jazz artist in France, he's French, and recorded jazz records, but all these American artists loved this guy. The Stones sought him out. He's played with Springsteen. He's played with Billy Joel, obviously, Leave a Tender Moment Alone many
times. He's also well-known because he played music for the Sesame Street theme.
Right. That's right.
Right.
He sure did. The great Joey Raposo. Was it Joey Raposo? I went to high school.
Joey Raposo, let down your hair.
The kids whose father was like the big shot at Sesame, read all the music for Sesame Street. They went to my grammar in high school. They used to come to the school with all the stupid, I couldn't stand Sesame Street. You?
Anyway. I used to watch it. Electric Company.
Did you?
Remember his Electric Company?
It we was didn't a little have electricity. More low-key. So I couldn't watch. We had a big thing about it.
Yeah, you had people. You had money. How can you live in Manhattan and be poor?
Yeah. Well, you have been to Harlem?
Yeah. Anyway, welcome back to the show. And, we're worried about the hurricane that's coming potentially here to Florida. So we're preparing. We're getting ready. Hopefully next week our studio will still be here and we'll have shows with you. Elgin's not here today. He's out filming in Miami.
Mm.
I think it's a gay porn.
Is it really? Yeah, and then in his case, it'll be short.
Be a short film.
Yeah. I actually wrote a little, joke about that the other day. I was in the porn industry when I got out of school.
Yeah.
And that I shot porn in the 70s. Actually, shot at porn in the 70s.
I don't get it.
Yes, you did.
It's terrible.
I think it's funny.
Hey, here's something funny. If we get to our top stories, airline appalled by images of blow up doll, and it says spitting attendant.
I don't understand what that means.
Spitting only conjures up one thing in my mind.
Well, afterwards,
and I don't like it. I'm going to tell if there's any porn people out there, I don't like the spitting.
Yeah,
enough of the spitting.
Enough of it is right.
Says here at New Zealand's management, a New Zealand's management said it's shocked and appalled by a social media post made by its flight crews.
Wow, really?
The posts include images of blow-up doll posing with a pilot in the cockpit.
Cockpit.
And a video of flight attendants spitting water in an empty cabin, along with the caption, "Wish I could spit on passengers' land." You know, if they had the blow up doll blowing the pilot, well, we all know that's happening.
Yeah.
You know, but the spit to have the her disrespect.
That's so
all those people that give her a job, fuck her.
Yeah.
But keep the pilot, especially if he's a good one.
Well, it was Monica Lewinsky. They didn't tell you that.
No. The images appear to be more than a year old, but they nonetheless have ignited a media firestorm in New Zealand. Because a lot of important shit happens in that part of the world.
Oh, yeah. Who told you that?
Air New Zealand, a carrier often lauded, John will be here and correct me, for its passenger-friendly service and amenities, said it had launched an investigation into the matter. Already a pilot and flight attendant have been suspended and another employee fired, according to the Times of London.
That's unbelievable, Times of London, huh?
Yes.
Fired. Did they bring Trump in to do it?
We have a special guest. Look, you took photos of yourself spitting at pastures. That's just not right. That's just bad. It's not a good idea. And then I thought it was funny, the airplane reference. You know, it was huge. With the blow-up doll, that was funny. That was great. That was funny. But the pilot, you got to go. You're fired.
You're fired. Funny. Well, I don't think you should. See, you know, the airline industry is under such scrutiny constantly anyway. You know, there's people always, something's going on airplanes. They've got the, you know, the fear of hijacking, fear of flying into fucking, you know, towers. So it's not, this is not a joking matter when it comes to airplanes, you know?
Well, two people are probably not, they're not working there anymore. So I'm sure that wasn't the only thing they had done.
Yeah. Well, they're going to sue them anyway, and then they'll get some kind of a compensation package. And
there is. They show the photo of the captain or the pilot kissing the blow up doll.
Mm.
Blow up doll's nice.
Yeah.
Blow up doll's sexy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like the old the scene in the airplane, the autopilot.
Yeah.
She's blowing him up. Well, I'll come back. Right?
Yeah.
If you've never seen the movie Airplane, you know what I mean?
That's a classic movie. All time. It's got to be one of the top 10 comedies, no?
All right, so let's say there's a hurricane and there's no regular TV.
Right.
But you got like a VCR or something stupid like that, you can play. You're the only guy who can fuck up a nice pen. You know, and like, okay, so you want to see Airplane. That would be a classic. That'd probably be one of the first things you should watch. Right?
Yeah.
That should be the first thing.
Yes.
Right? And then, of course, you'd have to throw Animal House in. Let's watch Animal House.
Classic comedy.
Let's watch Stripes.
Want to hear something funny?
Let's watch,
Mel Brooks had 3 of the top 12 comedies, okay, just voted by the American Academy of Motion Pictures, okay? Blazing Saddles, Young Frankenstein, and The Producers. Okay, now Mel Brooks is 90 years old. He was just interviewed talking about Blazing Saddles.
Right,
he said, in today's society, he could never have made Blazing Saddles. Tell me why. Tell me why.
It was the racism and the N-word.
That's one of them. What else?
The farting.
Nope.
Nah.
Alex Karras punching the horse.
Oh yeah.
And then punching the old lady in the face. That they would never allow any of those 3 things to happen on film now.
That's interesting.
Because of social, you know, all that bullshit. It's, you know, it's unacceptable. Social. Listen, it's comedy. It's funny.
Well, it's just,
right?
I don't know, man. You think somebody watched Blazing Saddles and went out and, you know, punched a woman because of it?
No, of course not. Or a horse. And Mel Brooks riding up, dressed as Cochise with the thing, and you know he sees there's Cleveland, and he goes, Schwarzes. I mean, how funny is that? Now you could probably say that, but the sheriff said, sheriff said, I mean, they actually, but you can't write that shit these days. It's so funny.
By the way, I was upset that Elgin wasn't here because. I mentioned it yesterday in the show. I have a potential opportunity of being a color commentator on professional soccer matches, on ESPN radio or on like a cable channel that shows international games.
Wow, dude, that's great.
Yeah, and we're just going to record my set where I do my soccer bit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to record it, and they're going to be part of the audition.
Are you
going
to translate it to Spanish for you?
Well, no. And here's the thing. Now, here's the funny part. Like, what I wanted to do was, is like, I want to get a game, right? I'm gonna get like at least 10 minutes of a game, and I'm going to do commentary where I'm gonna play the role of 2 commentators. I'm going to be the play-by-play guy.
Oh.
Okay, and then I'm going to be the color guy.
Okay.
Right?
Like a Phil Hendry type of thing.
Right.
Your voice.
Well, you know, so the I'm thinking maybe the play-by-play guy, I don't have time to research the team and all that kind of shit, and you know what I'm saying? But for this purpose of this video, but I thought it'd be funny, and comedian Dougie Almeida will be the play-by-play guy, and I'll be like, okay, well, that guy with the long hair passes it to that guy.
Right.
Okay, that guy who, you know, looks like he, you know.
Got it.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He's got a ball. Oh, well, he lost it. What an idiot. Okay, the other team's got it now, you know.
Right.
And I'm going to just do that, and then I'm going to put the color, you know, like, yeah, the team's you know, well, a good aggressive play, creativity in the midfield, looks strong, defense is holding. You
so
know,
one guy is legit, the other guy,
the other guy is... The other guy is a fucking loon.
Right.
And just record both voices on this videotape and submit it.
I think that's fucking great.
I think, don't you think it'd be funny?
Yeah.
Oh, look at that guy with the ponytail. Who wears a ponytail?
Now, would it be funny if they hired, if they wanted to hire that guy yeah, and not you?
We're not interested in you, Doug, but this guy.
Yeah, that guy, Limey Whetstone.
Yeah, Willie Bullshit Us.
Yeah.
That was my character in the BP Amoco skit.
Was it?
Oh, I'm Willie Bullshit Us. I'm with BP Amoco.
Willie Bullshit Us. That's funny.
Willie Bullshit Us. Anyway.
Yeah.
That's funny. Here's a story that's got to be funny. It's tragic. It's tragic.
It is?
But it's funny.
But we love that.
Yes.
We love tragedy.
Yeah, woman taking photos dies in plunge from cliff after tripping on her flip-flops. Now, I'm guilty of fashion faux pas and improper dress when I found myself at the top of Pike's Peak when my wife and I were in Colorado Springs, and I thought it'd be a good idea to go there with a golf shirt and golf shorts.
Mm.
So, you know, when you're up at 44th, whatever the fuck it is, 14,000 feet.
Yeah. You want something a little more protective.
Yeah. I almost passed out trying to walk to the bathroom because the air was so thin and I was freezing my balls off.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to critique, but if I'm going to a mountainous area,
yeah,
you know, I had like sneakers on. At least I knew that.
We got to run from a bear maybe sometimes.
Yeah, flip flops. You're on a mountain. I'm going to wear flip flops to the mountain.
But you want to hear the funny part about it is her husband actually said to her, you know what? Leave the sneakers at home. I think you should bring your flip flops.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll work.
Yeah.
A young woman plunged to her death last week after reportedly tripped over her own flip flops while trying to take a photo of the Southern California shoreline.
Yeah, her husband threw them in front of her. She was wearing boots.
Authorities say Lorena Barea was in the San Pedro area of Los Angeles Friday when she reportedly climbed a 3-foot wall that keeps visitors back from the precipice.
Mm.
Precipice.
Precipice, yeah.
While making her way to the cliffside, authorities believe the 21-year-old tipped over her flip-flops. Or tripped over her flip-flops, tumbling 100 feet to her death.
Only 100? It's only 10 stories. I'm surprised she didn't make it.
She must have been a big woman.
She was wearing flip-flops.
You thought that would have broken the fall?
Maybe.
Perea's body was discovered at the bottom of Los Angeles by the Los Angeles Fire Department. They told reporters that her friends made an effort to save her.
By setting her on fire. Which is why the fire department came.
By dousing her in acid.
Yeah. Why would the fire department come?
Yeah. You know what I mean? Get a ladder.
Is there friction down there?
She caused a fire. She landed on a lighter.
They were afraid that she was she started the fires.
Yeah. Yeah, she started the brush fire by lighting seaweed on her way down to the seawall. This is tragic.
The precipice.
I'm making fun of this. Yeah, the precipice. Barea's body was discovered at the bottom by the Los Angeles Fire Department.
Uh-huh.
The Los Angeles Fire Department told reporters Barea's friends made an effort to save her but lost her. Their grip. That's why I'm having trouble. Amongst other things, I'm a retard. But lost her their grip. Her family has created a GoFundMe page to help pay for the untimely death, I'm imagine.
Well, actually, they're charging her to haul her body up 100 flights of stairs, you know, 100 feet, you know. It's a long way. Who's going down there to wrap that fucker up?
Yeah.
The fire department.
I think the photo looks... Oh, look at this. Look at this. You look at this view.
Wait, listen.
That's terrible.
When you fall 10 stories, we were once walking down Central Park. My friend Doug and his brother and I, some guy committed suicide, jumped off the 16th floor of the San Remo, 90th Street, very famous building, Central Park West, 90th
right.
Street. You know who lived there? Faye Dunaway, and her husband at the time was Peter Wolf from Jay Giles.
Yeah.
They lived in the building at the time. Some guy jumps out the window. It's not funny. But by the time he hit the ground, you know, what they could scoop up in a shovel and throw into this zip bag, the fire department just hosed down the fucking sewer, the rest of it. So I don't know about this poor
Well,
bitch.
everything else is just...
She just popped out
that,
of her.
Everything else that gooshes
explodes,
out, right?
Yeah. And they just... Yeah. That went...
The impact.
Oh, boy.
Now, if you were falling like that, would you go head first and try to get it over quick? But like if you're falling, you know.
First of all, you know that you have most of the time they say that you have a heart attack and you're dead before you hit the ground. That the straight fear. They've avalanche victims who've fallen from heights and have lived. have been found that they had a cardiac arrest prior to.
I don't know if that's with everybody.
Okay, yeah, so
I imagine falling off a building going, okay, I'm going to wait for the heart attack.
As opposed to what? Position yourself to go head first? Or,
that's what I'm trying
to
say.
Or wait till your ankles get shoved into your brain.
Well, that's the thing, you know.
Six seconds later.
Not even 6 seconds.
Right, you're not going to feel it.
That's what I'm saying. You might as well like swan dive. You know, might as well just try to do a belly flop.
Let's try it now outside your window.
Yeah, I don't know if
that's why there's so few Puerto Rican suicides.
Yeah, everybody listen to one story.
You can't die out of a basement window.
I tried to jump off my patio.
Yeah. This poor bastard. I feel bad for 21 years old. Was she by herself up there? Or no, she was, her friends were with her.
Yeah, they tried to grab her. I mean, she tripped. Can you imagine? Think about it. You're sitting there and something like I'm trying to, there's been a couple times like that where something fucked up happened.
Yeah.
And you saw it happen. Like, you know, you saw it happen. You're like, oh no. Like, I saw somebody get hit by a car. And you know what I mean? You see it, ooh, and then boom. And you're like, ooh, you know. You just know it's coming, and what do you do?
You lean over the cliff. You go, you forgot your flip flop, and you toss it over. Here, I'm gonna try to help you. Here, you forgot to flip. You forgot one of your flip flops. You throw it over after.
By the way, I'm fucking your girlfriend.
So I was a girlfriend. I was a girl.
Yeah. By the way, I'm fucking your boyfriend.
Right.
And I guess I'll be doing that more.
That's awful, man.
Yeah.
Jesus. And they say there's a God. There's no God. I'm never wearing flip flops again.
Listen,
not even to the beach.
I'm telling you, there.
I saw a shark on Saturday, by the way.
You did?
At the beach. Deerfield Beach. A little mini one. Sorry to interrupt you, but.
Thank you.
You're thinking about the beach. But I saw a 3-foot, one of those sucker sharks. They're like a land shark, they call them. Mud shark.
They look like those walking catfish. Have you ever seen a walking catfish?
Yeah, my first wife. It was Allison Reichen.
This is the most amazing fucking thing.
She had whiskers, too.
If you've never seen this, one of my ex-girlfriends lived out in Parkland when it was first, like, when they were first building it all out. Not the first.
Where?
But in Parkland, where you used to live. Off Holmberg.
Nice.
And there's, like, these gullyways of water and stuff. And I remember hearing a noise at night. I'm like, what the hell is that? You know, and if it was a raccoon, it would have scampered away. But I got the flashlight, and there's a walking catfish on the yard.
Oh, my God.
I'm like,
who
the fuck just put a fish out here?
How big?
Dude, it was big. It was, like, I don't know, weight-wise.
Amphibian.
You know what I'm saying? And it was just like scuttling around Did I shoot it? I jumped on it. I just started stomping it. Like,
no.
You evil thing.
Come on. They're ugly.
No. They're black. And, you know, so I remember, and my brother girl was like, what the hell is that? It's a fish.
What do you mean by that?
It's a dark, especially at night. It's a black fish. Listen, when you don't try to be funny. So
Nigel.
So I've never seen a fish out of water like that. Well, you know.
Yeah.
And I thought, what the hell? You know, how could? And then she was brilliant. He's like, somebody threw a fish out. I'm like, yeah, somebody's going to come out here at like midnight.
Throw a fish.
Throw a fish in the fucking forest, back of the forest. But if it.
Evolution,
man. It crawls on.
Something.
It's got like damp grass, or it goes across grass to get to another body of water.
Uh-huh.
Amazing. The walking catfish.
Amphibians, they're unbelievable. So anyway, yes, this is and it was funny because I'm seeing this guy walking back and forth, and I'm walking from, you know, my usual walk from the pier at Deerfield up to Camino in Boca. This guy's walking back. I'm looking at him, and I get up to where he is. I go, what are you looking at, man? What are you finding? He goes, look, it's a shark. He asked me, is that a shark? I said, stick your hand in.
It looks like a jet.
Put your hand in. It'll grab. Yeah. When you're a jet, you're a jet all the way.
I don't think it's a shark.
Yeah. And sure as shit, man, it was something else. It was this little baby shark.
Yeah, those little sharks.
Yep. I tried to get a picture.
How exciting.
I didn't take a picture. Yeah.
Hey, by the way, you know, one of my favorite shows.
Yeah, which one?
You know, game shows has always been like Family Feud.
Yes.
But it's getting to the point where it's, you know, it's getting a little crazy and drawn.
Is that what's his name show?
Yeah, and you know, I used to love Stephen Harvey, but now it's like,
jive, man.
Listen, what is it with Family Feud that it always has to be a white family versus a black family?
I don't know, and he can't sound white.
No, I mean, listen, he is who he is, dude. What are you talking about? You know what I'm saying? But it's like almost. I'm of the belief that whoever's writing for Family Feud, that they are not doing those survey questions, that writers are just making up the answers. Like, And there used to be a time where you'd hear the answer and they made sense.
Right.
Right. Or you'd understand. Oh, okay, I got it. You know what I mean? Okay, that makes. But now they just seem like 100 women were asking. Like, there's no way a woman would answer it that way. It sounds like some fucking dude answered it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the legitimacy of the Family Feud is in question. What's going on? Everybody worries about, you know, the Democratic National Convention, the polling, and how Hillary, the cheating. Fuck, what about Family Feud?
Yeah, I agree.
There was an awkward moment on the Family Feud last week when Christy Yamaguchi,
mm-hmm.
who's the figure skater,
yeah.
the American-Asian figure skater.
Mm-hmm.
Adorable. Cute.
Horizontal.
Right?
That's how she stayed on the bar that way, by the way.
Yeah?
So well. Yep.
Husband brings up spanking on the Family Feud.
I spank her with a fucking ping pong paddle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What'd he say?
Brett, no strikes, man. We talked to 100 married men, fill in the blank. Some days I think my wife is going to blank me to death.
Spank.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You get that?
Brett, no
Yeah.
I mean, listen, it's like, what else? Now, you heard the question.
What's the thing that your wife's going to do to you, blank you to death, right?
Right.
I would say either torture, nag, or fuck you to death,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, bug me to death.
Bug me, nag, yeah.
Brett, no strikes, man. We talked to 100 married men, fill in the blank. Some days I think my wife is going to blank me to death.
Fuck me to death.
Right. Suck me.
She's gonna blow me to death.
Right. Yeah. Now, what were the rest of the answers to you? Does it show on your stupid fucking thing there or what?
Spank.
Oh, and she just smiled.
Did she?
Yeah, she's cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd say sushi.
Man, we
meat done
got
death.
A peek inside the Yamaguchi house. It's going down at the Yamaguchi house.
All right, milk the fuck
spanking,
out of that, Steve.
Loving, mm-hmm. Sexing, it's popping off at the Yamaguchi house.
All right.
Boy, they just skating around.
Because she was a skater. What's that have to do with spanking?
Now, first of all. Is the husband's name Yamaguchi too? No.
No.
Of course not. So it's not the Yamaguchi house.
Yeah.
Steve. Only in your household do you have different last names.
Why do you keep running into these walls? Yeah.
Do you think that I don't think they wrote that, but I just think it's
all those jokes. I mean the thing's set up for that kind of thing. And you know, it's like a bit I do when I bring people on stage and I have fun with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Have a little fun with it. Hey, sure. You guys want to play? And ask all kinds of questions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, name something you find in your husband's pocket. You know.
His penis.
Yeah, his hands.
His car keys.
Yeah.
His wallet.
Another woman's lipstick.
His wallet.
Oh, you want to talk about it? I asked one hot chick one time, and I go, when it comes to men, how many at one time is too many?
What'd she say?
She said four.
Wow.
So how I looked, I stopped, four? I went to the audience, I looked into the audience, and I go, two, three.
Right.
We're ready.
Holy Christ. I would actually be pointing to her mouth, her ears, and her wherever else. I mean, you only have three really legitimate holes, don't you?
Name a part of name a part of your body where you can hide a hard-boiled egg.
Mm.
Up my ass.
Right. Under my armpits.
Yeah.
Right? You can hide two under there.
Name another word for boobs.
Jesus, there's like 50,000 of those.
I mean, you know.
Titty bums. I heard a joke that actually my friend Marcy had a bad rash.
Yeah.
So I said to her, you know, I said, you know, the doctor said, I've got a call into him. I said, ask him if you should take a bath in milk. She said, milk? I said, yeah. She goes, pasteurized? I said, no, just up to your tits.
Okay. by the way, speaking of like older jokes, I felt bad. Somebody posted a joke.
What was it?
I can't remember who it was, but somebody on Facebook posted a joke, and it was like weird. And then it's a joke that someone tells.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's like a meme joke in a sense.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How do you do that?
I don't know. It just, you know, so it just makes you. Anyway.
Okay, I don't understand what you said at all.
What I'm just saying, it's like I felt bad because I was going to tag the comic who tells the joke on stage with the fact that this now joke has become a, you know, a joke that people are telling online. Anyway. Hey, by the way, this is the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm here with Peter Leonard.
Good afternoon. You know, I almost fucked up and said good morning again. After 3 years of lying to the audience.
Now you got to say that we're
right,
cleanse your soul.
Exactly. Are we allowed to say that we lied for 3 years or no?
No, sometimes we recorded at that time of morning. The day before. You know, it didn't matter.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right.
It's the magic of radio.
And, you know, it's amazing. I'm glad we're doing this because, again, I had some clients who are like, how could you be watching the stock market when you're doing a radio show from 9 to 11?
Right.
I'm like, because I do it the night before. No. Oh, sure? Yeah, I'm sure. You know, I get paid nothing to do a podcast.
That's why we never talked about ball games and because scores, because we didn't know
what's
going to
happen.
Right? Who, right?
I can't remember. Lenny and I did a show,
mm-hmm.
and I think it was the when that shooting happened in Norway or something. They shot the anti-terrorist.
Oh, my God. He killed like 90 people.
Yeah, because school in Sweden or was it Norway or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
And that happened.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, we recorded the show for Monday, and Monday we're just shows like, yeah, what happened today? Oh, not much. not much happened this weekend.
Right.
Anyway, but so this is, for us, this is a Tuesday afternoon here in South Florida, and this is the Wake Up Late with Dougie show, and we'll be back with Straight from the Headlines right after this.
Hey, this is Jose Sardui, and you are listening to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Or as my dad would say, this is Jose Sardui, and you listening to the Wake Up with Dougie late show. He wake up late. Is he lazy? I don't understand. Okay, bye-bye.
And we're back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
And now, for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight from the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Yeah. Welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. It's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things that have happened around the world and make fun of it. Because that's what we do. There's enough misery in the world, we're just trying to bring laughter.
Yeah.
Along with the misery. Which is much like Peter's first two marriages.
I was going to say, we got to stop weddings.
Yeah. A lot of freaky people out there. I think that goes without saying nowadays. We're getting to the point where you're not surprised. You know, by what we see. You know, some of the things we are witnessing. Everybody's got a camera, and now we're getting. You know, you would think we've almost seen almost everything, right? And with all these camera phones, eventually we're going to get a real good video of an alien.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like you're going to see an alien walking down the street.
I hope so.
You know, like beep beep beep.
I saw they had a burqa on.
Yeah,
headdress.
Out of Ohio, gorilla busted and lands behind bars. An erratic Ohio man was acting like a gorilla and masturbating on the sidewalk.
Jesus Christ!
He's facing a disorderly conduct charge, according to police responding to 911 call.
Littering.
About a pair of white males running around a lot, taking off their clothes. Warren City Police Department cops Friday morning encountered Timothy Cook, 32, who was reportedly had been growling and punching the cement. I don't know if that's code.
Yeah.
Cook, a witness, told officers, had entered a state motor vehicles office and began waving his arms around. He then exited the building and began masturbating on the sidewalk.
That's why I thought they got him for littering.
Yeah. Hey, pick that up. Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah, get a sponge.
You ain't going to pick that up.
Mm.
When a cop subsequently approached
Cook. Use Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
He would need a Swifter.
Mm.
The suspect was sweating profusely and acting like a gorilla. And by the way, he was a white man, so this is not a racist comment.
No.
Cook, an officer noted, was squatting on all fours, punching at the blacktop and jumping around, up and down, screaming non-coherently. Cook was detained without incident after he was fed a banana.
A banana. He fed a banana. Now, that's got to be a code.
Yeah, well, you know.
Masturbating.
There's a banana involved.
Well, you know what? There's usually a banana involved.
His rap sheet includes multiple arrests for drug possession and theft, along with collars for burglary, criminal trespass, breaking and entering, domestic violence, possession of drug paraphernalia, and carrying a concealed weapon. Court records show that Cook has a pending felony narcotics possession case, and is just somebody you don't want dating your daughter.
Hmm.
Right?
Yes. Would you want your daughter doing that?
No.
Why not? Being involved in that situation.
I'm a smart guy.
It's fucking ridiculous, isn't it?
How about this?
What? What happened now?
I'm reading the story because I'm wondering if this is the... it couldn't be because this happened. I'm going to tell you about a video somebody... You were talking... Remember that video we were talking about?
No.
Me, you, and Elder were talking about. There was a guy having sex with a car.
Oh, the tailpipe.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, here, I don't... This is the guy, but no, it couldn't because the one I saw was in another country. In Ohio, a 35-year-old man tried to have sex with a red van.
Yeah, because those red vans are hot.
Just when you think you have seen it all, a guy goes and allegedly tries to fornicate with a red van.
Yeah.
On Tuesday evening, cops in Dayton, Ohio, received a 911 call above a man pulling his pants down and swinging on top of the sign, according to the Dayton Police Department. In a second 911 call, a witness told police that the suspect was attempting to have sex with the front grill of a parked vehicle.
The front grill?
Yeah.
Now, how long had it been parked? Because it might have got hot.
Yeah, that could be damaging.
You could really scald your
car. How do you know I was having sex with that car? Pull out your penis.
Right, look at this. Seared?
It looks like a waffle.
Your cock is seared. Yeah. You've got like, you look like a salmon.
It looks like a hamburger.
But not from McDonald's because they steam theirs.
Yeah. The 911 call reported that during the autoerotic encounter, the suspect was seen sticking his genitals in the grill of a red van.
Wow.
At this intersection, the man subsequently laid down and possibly passed out. Well, you know, it takes a lot to fuck a van.
Oh, yeah.
Before rising to begin walking in circles, like he is in some type of drug, the victim was parked at the time. Responding officers came upon Michael Henson, 35, who has appeared under the influence of some type of narcotic. I mean, anything that makes you fuck a van.
Jesus. I don't know if it's better than a sheep or a...
Well, it's got at least a sheep as, you know.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
And was only wearing gym shorts and shoes. He was then arrested for public indecency and booked into the Montgomery Court Jail, where he is being held in lieu of $2,500 bond.
Hmm. Let me tell you something. I was once stuck living like in Mobile, Alabama for a month training at Vanity Fair as a salesman. Like a long story short, they had a factory there. I had to learn to, and they'd had all kinds of, you know, it was a dry county, all this other shit. All
right.
No broads around. I said to these, you know, the guys who worked this factory there, I said, what do you guys do for chicks or for women? What do you do? He goes, they point outside. They said, see that donkey? I go, yeah. He says, that's what we do. I go, you're kidding. He said, no. Next day, I'm fucking the donkey. The guy comes up to me. He goes, what are you doing? I go, so you told me. What do you do? He goes, what do I do about it? I can't, you know, there's no women around. He goes, you said you pointed to the donkey. He goes, yeah, we get on the donkey, ride into town. They got broads at the bar there.
In a sidewalk interview, the woman who called 911 told police that she saw Henson pull down his shorts and expose his penis,
wow,
which he then placed in the front grill of the van and began humping it.
Humping it?
As if he was having sex with the van.
Oh, Jesus. Was it rocking? If the van comes a-rocking, what?
Yeah.
Don't bother cocking?
Well, the van may have been rocking, so I thought he was going to jump in a threesome.
Jesus. This is bad news for people.
It says here that Henson did this for a while. He had good stamina before passing out in the neighborhood yard.
Listen, when somebody says to you, I really love my car, how do you like your new car? I really love it.
Well, not that much.
You got to be really careful, man.
You
take these people fucking literally, you know? You're going to love that new car, Mr. Almeida. Well, how much do I love it? Should I going to be fucking it sooner? What do you mean?
Hey, in the world of pot and marijuana.
Where is it? Glide it.
High court sides with employee fired for smoking pot at work.
Really?
That's
where
do
you
right.
work? In a pot testing factory?
That's our place.
You're at the rolling paper factory. Yeah. I had to test the rolling papers we're making. Look, how do you know this is quality control?
Yeah, he worked in the psychology department at a university.
Yeah.
A Connecticut state worker fired after he was caught smoking marijuana on the job was punished too harshly and should get his job back, the state Supreme Court ruled on Friday.
Oh, that's awesome.
Gregory Linoff was fired from his maintenance job at the University of Connecticut Health Center in Farmington back in 2012 after a police officer caught him smoking the dope in a state-owned vehicle. He had no previous disciplinary problems since being hired back in 1998 and had received favorable job evaluations, according to his union. Yeah, he's real well-tempered.
He used to give his boss weed. The guy, that guy got fired.
Yeah.
So now he's fucked.
Everybody was really, really cool in that department.
Mm-hmm.
He was arrested, but the charges were later dismissed. State officials said firing the New Hartford resident was the only appropriate penalty for his conduct, and not doing so would send a bad message to every employee, thinking everybody just go get high and go to work.
What'd the guy do, miss one of the urinals in the bathroom? Is that how they
Yeah, you got to think, at least if anybody's got the right to get high, it should be the janitor.
Right, exactly. He's got a clean
I mean, how
duty
fucking bad could, you know, how bad could somebody get high and be a janitor?
It's going to affect your job performance.
Listen, I'd rather walk into, like, I stopped, I was on the road a lot, right, when I went up to Tennessee. So some of these rest stops are nice. Some of them, you walk in, and you're like, oh, my God.
Right.
I wish somebody would have got high in here.
Yeah.
But sometimes the smell of weed and shit is worse. Well, it can always be, it's always worse.
What, duty?
One way or the other.
Yeah, for sure.
The arbitrator disagreed and overturned the firing, saying Linoff, instead of, should have been suspended without pay for 6 months and be subject to random drug testing for a year after he returned from work. Sounds fair to me.
I agree.
State appealed and Superior Court judge overturned the arbitrator's decision on the grounds that it violated Connecticut's public policy against marijuana use.
Well, you know what the problem is? You've been to school, and when you were a kid and you were caught chewing gum, what'd they say to you?
Spit it out or swallow it.
Well, because you didn't bring enough for what, everybody?
Everyone.
So now he's got to roll joints for the whole fucking place.
Yeah.
That's what I make him do.
Yeah. Fuck. All right, so you have to have enough for everybody. Okay, I'll be back.
Right.
I'm going to call my hookup. Mm. All seven justices agreed the lower court judge was wrong. Shame. To overturn the arbitrator's ruling, saying that while state policy on drug use in the workplace allows for firing workers, it does not require it.
Hmm.
It allows it, but it does not require it.
That's not good. Because one thing.
Mmm.
How's that taste?
That was, ugh.
What's that for lunch?
Horrible.
What was that?
I just had a Wendy's spicy chicken sandwich.
Oh, that's good.
That's all I ate all day. I didn't eat shit, so I ate real late here.
You think that's good for you?
No, I don't think it's good for me. But it's not like it's not like fucking Whole Foods.
Have you been
to PDQ? Drive-through? I can just go there. No. Yeah, PDQ.
Have you been to a PDQ?
No, not in a long
delicious,
time.
Delicious, man. No, long time. They're new. They're new franchise. A year old.
The old. They used to make PDQ chocolate mix. Is that the same company?
No. This is a like a chicken joint. It's called like Pretty Damn Quick or something like that. It's like semi fast food, but not really. It's
all right.
Really
I'll have to check it out.
Really excellent. Great chicken.
Well, what happened to this guy? To get his job, Linoff could be reached at blah, blah, blah. His lawyer, Barbara Collins, said the Supreme Court ruling is important because it acknowledges the value of upholding decisions made in arbitration, which was designed as a way to settle disputes out of court, which I agree as a legal scholar that, you know, if an arbitration meeting says something and someone comes back and then fuck it, that changes the whole idea of an arbitration.
I agree.
Because you don't want to waste the court's time get all this kind of shit done. Anyway, good for that legal. I think a good win. It's a good win. Somebody won.
Yeah.
Right?
Speaking of that, you and court and everything else, you've been to jury duty?
Yeah, I recently was like a couple months ago I went.
You did go?
Yeah, I went and I sat and they asked me, you know, what do you do? Of course, I'm a comic. You know, you're not going to get picked.
Right.
You know, when you say you're a comic.
You didn't say you're a financial planner.
No, of course not.
Right.
That would be too, you know.
Be too smart.
Yeah.
We don't want you on a jury. You're too smart. You probably wouldn't get picked. You know, I got to tell you something, man.
No, don't you think that if they're asking jury duty, I have an option. I could say I'm a financial planner or I could say I'm a comic.
Right.
I figure I'm going with the comic. They're not going to want to pick me.
No. I just went with, you know, I just got last 2 weeks ago. I got a thing.
I'm an astronaut.
Said, no, I said I'm a ex-convict. You know?
Yeah.
Sure.
I'm a former felon.
Absolutely. They said, you know, and I have a tough time convicting anybody of anything. I mean, I could kill his
but
brother.
But this was over 10 years ago.
Doesn't matter. It was 30 years ago. It was 35 right. years ago.
All right.
To be exact.
But to be a former felon,
doesn't right.
There's a certain alumni.
Uh-huh.
Right? How many people are former felons?
Right. Well, millions.
As a former felon, I imagine you and I may answer this question differently. What would you do if you found a wallet and it had $3,400 in cash inside?
Keep $3,300 of it.
Yeah.
And return it with $100.
Yeah. I'm giving you a $100 reward fee for taking your wallet back.
Right.
Florida man returns lost wallet with $3,400 inside in Palm Coast. A 27-year-old Central Florida man is being recognized for honesty after finding a wallet with $3,400 inside.
Recognize. You know what they said to him? They pointed to him and said, look at that dick.
Look at that they fucking asshole. Him. Everybody recognizes him. Yeah, stupid
it's that
fuck.
Schmuck that just returned the $3,400.
What an idiot. And turning it over to the sheriff deputies, turns out an Orlando woman lost the wallet earlier this month while visiting the beach near Palm Coast. She deserves to lose it. Who brings $3,400 to the fucking beach?
An idiot.
Kevin Miller tells the Dayton Beach News. He knew someone was depending on that money, and he's glad it's been returned to her. The woman's name hasn't been released.
Yeah, of course not.
He says he spotted the wallet on August 5th in the shopping center parking lot. He says he decided to pick it up after seeing two nearby teens eyeing it.
Mm.
He immediately called the Flagler County Sheriff's Office. Miller says he really could have used the money, but felt it was important to do the right thing. Congratulations, son. There's a spot in heaven for you. Unless you, like, fuck a young boy or something now.
Did he get a reward? What did it say?
No. You know, I'm sure maybe at the end of the year, the city's going to, like...
No, after 30 days, first of all, you don't know the policy of most of these cities. Lost and found, quit claim. And what happens is... You go in and
well, the lady already claimed.
Oh, she did already.
Of course, a wallet with her ID in it.
Well, then guess what? She's a fucking bitch for not giving this guy. Like,
well, it didn't say
500 at least. You got to give the guy 500.
If you lost
$3,400, would you?
If I lost $3,400 and somebody returned it,
right?
I would easily give that guy a couple hundred bucks.
Right. Right.
You know
if he
mean?
Was still alive, because I might kill myself if I lost $3,400.
I know you would go nuts.
$3,400.
I thought I lost my pay for this week.
Mm.
I'm like, oh, my God. And then I started thinking maybe somebody, when I was at, you know.
You got suspended.
The hotel on Sunday. I thought somebody got in. I'm like, what the fuck? And it turns out it was on my other. I forgot I put on one pair of shorts and changed them.
You did change your shorts.
Yeah, I tried. I flipped them inside out. Here's another story. Student trying to impress a woman gets stuck between buildings.
Oh, Jesus.
Again.
Why would he do that? What kind of idiot does that?
A guy who's pussy whipped.
Yeah.
You ever been pussy whipped? You ever do something really crazy?
Maybe. Yeah.
Like, I remember driving all the way from my house when I was a teenager to, like, what is now, I guess, Kendall now, which is like an hour and something drive in some old shitty station wagon I had for pussy.
Wow.
Student trying to impress a woman gets stuck between buildings in Pittsburgh. A University of Pittsburgh student trying to impress a woman by leaping from one rooftop to another.
Genius.
Instead fell into a narrow gap between the buildings near campus and had to be rescued.
Well, he's lucky, to tell you the truth.
The student, a 22-year-old from nearby Indiana Township, fell awkwardly between buildings in the city's Oakland neighborhood and became wedged in a narrow debris-filled space. It took rescuers about 4 hours to rescue him laughing for two.
That's a wedgie.
Yeah.
Talk about a wedgie.
The couple apparently got onto the roof by climbing an exterior fire escape. After the man fell, the woman alerted campus police, who called city police after they stopped laughing.
Yeah. He's lucky, man. He's lucky that he didn't hit the ground. What story? Four stories? Because then you'd die.
Crews used jackhammer and other tools to break through a wall from the inside of the restaurant. On the first floor of one of the buildings, a paramedic was lowered on a rope to check the man before and see if he had any insurance.
Talk about takeout order. about a takeout order.
Now, guess who's going to pay? Guess who has to pay for that wall?
Him.
Yeah.
Of course. And the rescue, by the way. They charge you now for these city rescues.
And when you do something that you did.
How about this moron who last year claimed that he was lost at sea, okay? And he disappeared. The guy from, like, Hope Sound or some shit. They found him up in Alabama. He had parked a truck, had another thing. He bought a skiff. He typed all this shit. He faked his own death because he had embezzled like $1 million.
Right.
He's got to pay $1 million for his rescue because they sent out for 5 days. They had a Coast Guard
looking
for
trying to
this
find
guy.
This idiot.
Right. So this same thing with this guy.
The man was bleeding but conscious. He waved to TV news cameras, signaling he was okay.
Yeah.
He was wheeled on a gurney to an ambulance. He broke his ankle, and the fallen was being treated at the hospital. Police were considering whether to file criminal charges and did not immediately release the man's name. Chad Brooks, the franchisee who owns the Kubota restaurant.
Abe Vigoda.
Yeah, Abe Vigoda fish restaurant, whose wall was broken through, said the eatery will probably be closed for a couple of weeks.
You think so? They're making a drive-thru. Right? They'll take that whole, expand that.
We got a new takeout window.
Yeah. They took him out, all right? That's fucking unbelievable, man. Hey, did you shave your beard?
Yeah.
I just noticed 2 hours later it's gone.
Yeah. I'm,
look much younger.
I look great.
You look younger this way. That's all gray.
Oh, I do, man.
No gray.
I can't. I got,
try to look young. Patch yourself off as a 30-year-old.
That's right. I'm not telling people my real age anymore. Fuck
me neither. I'm 29.
Yeah, I'm 30 something.
Are you?
Yeah, got my hair. My wife,
Yeah.
Cops say man jailed for cutting sappy tree that eventually hit the apartment they live in.
Idiot.
Another asshole in Pittsburgh. Yeah. Or this is Pittston, Pennsylvania. Police say Pennsylvania man who believed sap from the tree next door was ruining his car, chopped it down, causing the tree to crash into an apartment building he owns, damaging it so badly it had to be condemned.
Damn.
Five others who lived in the building are now homeless. Hey, you think you should take an anger management class? 51-year-old Raymond Massarella has been in the Luzerne County Jail on reckless endangerment and other charges since Monday following the Saturday incident in Pittston.
Pittston.
He's also charged with aggravated assault after allegedly getting into a fight with a neighbor. A township code official say the tree wasn't on Mozzarella's property, but its branches were hanging over his parking place.
Wow.
Mozzarella doesn't have an attorney and faces a preliminary hearing on August 31st. Let's go cheer him on. Mozzarella. Mozzarella.
Mozzarella.
I want a chicken parmesan for mozzarella. Yeah. Because I'm flaco gordo. I like to eat cheese, but not too much.
Somebody was telling me about some cheese that's really delicious. In the
yeah.
I don't know, some kind of something cheese.
I'm trying to cut. I got to cut all that shit out.
It's very bad for you.
Yeah. I'm not good at,
You know, everything that tastes good is bad for you, Doug. Did you know that? Every goddamn thing that is awesome tasting is so bad for you.
Yeah.
It's fucking this whole world.
I have a friend of mine, friend of mine on Facebook. He's on Facebook, and he's a real bodybuilder guy, great shape.
Yeah.
And he's always, making fun of fat people and saying, you people, blah, 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 blah. And, look. And I felt like writing on there, but you don't know what it's like to be able to eat chicken parm and eggplant parm on a weeknight and go home and go to bed.
Right.
You don't know what it's like to sip down a fucking chocolate shake because you feel like it. Mm. You don't know what it's like to say, I'll have three fucking donuts.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That sometimes has its own pleasures as well. Besides
sure
sitting there looking at myself in the fucking mirror.
Right.
And how my pecs look. Yeah.
Yeah.
Some people aren't that fucking vain.
Right.
And I know he's getting backlash on this, but listen, I really don't give a shit. I'm glad anybody expressed themselves, and then you watch the reactions of other people.
Right.
Right.
And the fat people get offended by it because they're fat. They want to eat. They love food.
I'm going to the gym, getting in there. When I was in St. Pete, I walked on the beach like 2.5 miles, around.
Did you drop a sandwich? You went to look for it? What happened?
Yeah, I put it on a fishing pole and have it hang in front of me for like 5 feet. And I kept reaching for it.
Now that's a great idea. Like the carrot with the stick with the horse.
Just have a sandwich.
Right. Hang a box of yodels.
That'll be a new Subway ad. Dougie trained for the Olympics by hanging a fucking, a tuna melt tuna melt sub. I try to order Jimmy John's for my office. We don't deliver. You go online, everything. Sorry, we don't deliver there. I'm like, well, that's nice. And they email me again. I'm like, you don't deliver to me. Leave me the fuck alone.
Why are they doing that, man? They're supposed to be the fastest, right? Jimmy John's.
Yeah.
They deliver
here. Yeah, Jimmy John's right here. So, I don't know. I won't be eating Jimmy John's. Anyway, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
That's a great show today.
Wasn't it fun? And I love the new shorter time frame. So tell your friends. We're making it short and sweet for you guys.
Yeah, because it's more enjoyable that way.
By the way, tomorrow in the studio, we'll have From the Wise Guys comedy show this week. Gid Poole will be here in the studio, as well as Claude Stewart will be joining me.
Now, is that short for Gideon, you think?
Probably.
I'm going to have to ask him.
Probably. And, yeah, so we'll be in the studio. We'll be talking all kinds of nonsense. Our special show is on Thursday from Comics Around. Don't forget tonight, Wise Guys Comedy Show. Peter Leonard, your host, along with Gid Poole is your feature.
Yeah.
Claude Stewart is your headline from L.A. and several times on the Tonight Show. And, of course, I'll be at Stinger's Pizzeria and Bar in Pompano Beach on Atlantic Boulevard, 8 o'clock show. Thursday through Saturday, I'll be at the Comedy Catch in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Go to their website. A lot of great shows. Very fun room. It's going to be my first time really working it. So I'd like you to come out there and say, hey, I'm here to see Dougie. I would appreciate it.
You get $10
off. That's right. And, guys, don't forget, next week I'll be in Vegas at the World Series of Comedy, Tuscany, 9 o'clock show on Friday. On Thursday. And I'll be at the Sin City Comedy Club on Friday night, September 2nd, doing a spot out there. For more dates, go to DougieAlmeida.com. Follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Dougie Dangerous. Follow the show at Wake Up Dougie. Join our fan page on Facebook at Wake Up Lady Dougie Show. And, of course, subscribe to us on Stitcher or iTunes. Now, if you listen to us on Stitcher, they're not uploading the things. So just go to Wake Up Lady Dougie Show at Podbean.com, subscribe, and you'll get the feed sent to your Google or anything you want daily. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you here tomorrow, right here at the same spot.
And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they travel to the world on a slippery night. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside, the beaming light hit the ground. To the door, to the world of another time. And on the journey of a thousand lifetimes,